1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Today's date is October 13th, 2023. We're in full swing of the postseason in Major League Baseball with four teams remaining. The Houston Astros, the Texas Rangers, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the Philadelphia Phillies. It's an exciting time for baseball, and so I thought I'd read an article for all of you that was sent to me in 2016. Keep in mind, this was given to me in 2016. It says this. 20 years ago in Nashville, Tennessee, during the first week of January 1996, more than 4,000 baseball coaches descended upon the Opryland Hotel for the 52nd annual ABCA's convention. While I waited in line to register with the hotel staff, I heard other, more veteran coaches rumbling about the lineup of speakers scheduled to present during the weekend. One name kept resurfacing, always the same sentiment. John Scalinos is here. Oh man, worth every penny of my airfare. Who is John Scalinos, I wondered. Well, it really doesn't matter. I'm just happy to be here. In 1996, Coach Scalinos was 78 years old and 5 years retired from a college coaching career that began in 1948. He shuffled to the stage to an impressive standing ovation, wearing dark polyester pants, a light blue shirt, and a string around his neck from which hung home plate. A full-sized, stark white home plate. Seriously? I wondered. Who is this guy? After speaking for 25 minutes, not once mentioning the prop that was hanging around his neck, Coach Scalinos appeared to notice the snickering among some of the coaches. Even those who knew Coach Scalinos had to wonder exactly where he was going with this, or if he had simply forgotten about the home plate that was around his neck. Then, finally, "You're all probably wondering why I'm wearing home plate around my neck." I laughed along with the others, acknowledging the possibility. "I may be old, but I'm not crazy. The reason I stand before you today is to share with you baseball people what I have learned in my life, what I have learned about home plate in my 78 years. Several hands went up when Scalinos asked how many Little League coaches were in the room. "Do you know how wide home plate is in Little League?" After a pause, someone offered, 17 inches? More of a question than an answer. "That's right," he said. "How about in the Babe Ruth League? Any Babe Ruth coaches in the house?" Another long pause. 17 inches? A guess from another reluctant coach. "That's right," said Scalinos. "Now how many high school coaches do we have in a room?" Hundreds of hands shot up as the pattern began to appear. "How wide is home plate in high school?" 17 inches, they said, sounding more confident. "You're right," Scalinos barked. "And you college coaches, how wide is home plate in college?" 17 inches, we all said in unison. "Any minor league coaches here, how wide is home plate in pro ball?" 17 inches, right. "And the major leagues, how wide is home plate in the major leagues?" 17 inches. 17 inches, he confirmed, his voice bellowing off of the walls. "And what do they do with a big league pitcher who can't throw the ball over a 17-inch plate?" "They send him to Pocatello," he hollered, drawing a roar of laughter. "What they don't do is this. They don't say, 'Oh, that's okay, Jimmy. You can't hit a 17-inch target. We'll make it 18 inches or 19. We'll make it 20 inches so you have a better chance of throwing strikes. If you can't hit that, you let us know. We'll make it still wider, even 25 inches. Coaches, what do we do when our best player shows up late to practice? Or when our team rules forbid facial hair and a guy shows up unshaven? What if he gets caught drinking? Do we hold him accountable? Or do we change the rules to fit him? Are we widening home plate? The chuckles gradually faded as 4,000 coaches grew quiet, the fog lifting as the old coach's message began to unfold. He turned the plate toward himself and, using a Sharpie, began to draw something. When he turned it toward the crowd, the point of the plate was facing up. There was a house revealed, complete with a freshly drawn door and two windows. "This is the problem in our homes today. With our marriages, with the way we parent our kids, with our discipline, We do not teach accountability to our kids, and there's no consequences for failing to meet standards. We just widen the plate. Then, to the point at the top of the house, he added a small American flag. We got the same problem in our schools today. The quality of our education is going downhill fast. Teachers have been stripped of the tools they need to be successful and to educate and to discipline our young people. We're allowing others to widen home plate. Where is that getting us? Dead silence. He replaced the flag with a cross. This is the problem with the church, where powerful people in positions of authority have taken advantage of young children only to have such an atrocity swept under the rug for years. Our church leaders are widening home plate for themselves, and we all sit and watch. The same is true with our government. Our so-called representative make rules for us that do not apply to themselves. They take bribes from lobbyists, foreign countries. They no longer serve us, and we all allow them to widen home plate. We see our country falling into a dark abyss while we just sit and watch. I sat looking at him, amazed. At a baseball convention, where I expected to learn something about curveballs and bunting and how to run better practices, I had learned something far more valuable from an old man with home plate strung around his neck. I had learned something about life, about myself, about my own weaknesses, and about my responsibilities as a leader. I had to hold myself and others accountable to that which I knew to be right, lest our families, our faith, and our society continue down an undesirable path. If I'm lucky, Coach Scalinos concluded, you'll remember one thing from this old coach today. It is this. If we fail to hold ourselves to a higher standard, a standard of what we know to be right, if we fail to hold our spouse and our children to the same standards, if we're unwilling or unable to provide a consequence when they do not meet the standard, and if our schools and our churches and our government fail to hold themselves accountable to those they serve, there is but one thing to look forward to. With that, he held home plate in front of his chest. He turned it around and revealed its dark, black backside. We have dark days ahead. Coach Scalinos died in 2009 at the age of 91, but not before touching the lives of thousands of players and hundreds of coaches, including mine. He is the best clinic speaker the ABCA has ever known because he was so much more than a baseball coach. His message was clear. Coaches, keep your player no matter how good they are. Parents, keep your children because you love them. Members of the church, keep your churches because you love God. Citizens of this great country, keep your government because you love your country. And most of all, keep yourself at 17 inches. 1 Timothy chapter 4, I read verse 16 for us. But we need to remember that the Apostle Paul, in his later years, in his great wisdom and love of God, is writing to a young evangelist, a young gospel preacher who needs to be strengthened, needs to be encouraged, needs to be reminded to preach the word in season and out of season, to tell the truth, to keep the standard the same. And so in 1 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 12, it says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you." Paul is telling young Timothy, there is a standard, and God has made it clear to us what that is. Keep yourself, young Timothy, at 17 inches.